topic is interlocking rhythms, and the reason we're doing this is because a lot of times in a band, you design your own part, and oftentimes that part is based on what everyone else in the band is or is not doing. Sometimes in the jam sessions, Chris, right, you think you've heard me say this, you know, I always say to everyone, everyone, you're just playing the same part. Like, everyone's just going, I don't know, if the chords are like C and G, or G and C, then everyone tends to just go, you know, whatever. Like, I'm making it up right now, but, you don't need, like, four people doing the same part. But what, and so I'm always like, oh, do something different, but then, you know, what do you do? Well, you could, we always talk about, well, there are things you could do. We talk about you could arpeggiate the chord, you could do power chords, you could do like technique things. But we never really talk about rhythmic things. What can you do to help weave the tapestry of the whole thing? And it helps you widen your ears to the whole band. It helps you widen your ears to playing within the context of the whole picture, and it also helps your rhythmic sensibility, because you're going to be asked to play rhythms on specific beats, specific parts of beats, and all that kind of thing. And the parts don't have to be hard. None of them are hard. Have you ever had the experience of like hearing like a reggae band or maybe like a Latin, you know, ensemble or something, where everyone is playing parts that like fit together so great? Reggae in particular, none of the parts are hard. They're all just very simple. And just the way they interconnect makes everything rocking. Like Joey, for example, you play with your wife, Rachel, who plays piano. You know, how do you adapt? How can you change your parts sometimes based on what you're hearing she's doing? You know, pianists are a little bit, I've said this before, they dominate. They tend to dominate. Like, they don't give a rap what the guitarist is going to do. I got 10 digits. You only got maximum 6 at once. You know, so they tend to just do what they do and expect you to fit around them, which is true, you know, which is what we should be doing. So the first thing we're going to do is do the straight versus swing type of feel. We're in the key of C. Not only am I going to assign rhythms, I'm going to assign different notes. So you'll see how this all interlocks. So, for example, we're in the key of C, and the first rhythm is just a straight 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm going to suggest you do a third string fifth fret for this note. I want you to just play the part, because I'm going to introduce all the parts, and then we're going to interlock them. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, you go. Right, just, that's all it is. Nothing hard there, right? Now the second part, which is, let's see, I think it's on a high G. This is in order to illustrate a straight feel. Straight feel means the eighth notes are even, like 1, 2, 3, 4. So I think that was on the, it's an E note on the second string, so second string fifth fret. Right? So you guys are gonna play. And it's on the offbeat, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now it may seem pretty basic, but we're going to interlock this thing in a minute. I got the first part, you guys got the second part. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good, we're off to a modest beginning here, but the next part is... Now there's four parts to it. There's four parts to a straight feel generally. If you talk about 16th notes, we just did 1 and 2 and, but now you can have the E and the in between each of those, like 1E and 2E and 3E and. Some people get confused about this, but I think of the E as just after the 1, And the is just before two or whatever beat is coming. So I don't think of it like, I don't think of it as counting every single. Somebody said to me the other day, I don't have time to, I can't, I, it's going by too quick for me to count like one e and a two e and. I'm like, you don't do that. You just count the one and the ends, and then the e's and uh's are either before or after. So for example, if we do this next one, it's a high G. And it's so first string, third fret. Right? This is the like one E and two E and three E and four. So you're right before my note, except for the very first time. So in other words, like one, one, three, one, three, one, one. So I want you guys to do the G part. Here, let's play along with it first. Joey, I'm going to mute you, but by all means, come on in if you have questions. Okay, now do it with me. One, two, three, four, one. Hello.
Hi, Brian.
A little louder, please. Good. Pretty easy so far, right? We're going to play all three of those. It's going to sound like this. I'm going to assign each of you live in the room. Can you do the E note on the end? Right, so mine is one, and yours is one, and two, and yours is boom, then you're on the G. Alright, so let's just try a three-part rhythm. One, two, three, four, one. Yeah, my bad. I messed up. One, two, three, four. So, all right. So we'll switch roles. So Christopher's got the one, like one. I got the you got the and. Right. So it's gonna be boom, ding, ding, boom, ding, ding, boom. Ready? One, two, three, four. Pretty good. All right. Now, can we switch role? Can we swap roles? You know, can you do the high G on the up? Can you do the and? So I'm gonna go one and two. You're on E. You're gonna go one and two and. Okay. Here we go. One, two, three. It's great. And when we get Finn in here, we're going to do one more part. This is all to show you about what the straight feel is. The final note is a low G. And it comes in on the second part of the beat. It's on the fourth string, fifth fret. And it comes in on the second part of the beat. Like one. So those are the four parts we're gonna put together. Here we go.
On the and, right? What are you?
I'm on the E.
Oh, you're on the E.
You're on the
and.
And he's on the up. Here we go, Finn. One, two, or one, two, three, four. Finn, I want you to just go. Keep it super solid. Everybody's depending on you. Here we go. One, two, three. My bad. Two, three, four. I messed it up. 1, 2. I've been thinking about this stuff all day. Now I'm getting confused. 2, 3, 4. Pretty good, you guys. That's all straight feel. When you get to swing feel, it sounds like this. So let me explain what we're hearing here. Okay, first you have the one hasn't changed, it's still one. Wait, hang on. It's still the same, like 1, 2, 3, but it's 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4, like da 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 da, or I'm sorry, da 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 da. Wait, hold on a second. I said it right. It's supposed to be 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a. Now, I have Finn playing. I'm gonna ask Finn to play on the 1 and 3. Like 1, 2, 3. And he's going like, everyone just do Finn's part with me first. It's like 1, 2, 3. It's a C note. Third string, 5th fret. And each beat is separated into a triplet. Like 1 triplet, 2 triplet, 2 triplet, 1 triplet, 2 triplet, 1 triplet, 2 triplet. And so, the next part is the 8th note. That part doesn't, it's the end. That part doesn't get, it doesn't get affected because it's exactly halfway. Like it's 1, 2, it's on another beat. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So there's nothing to swing yet. The swing is in the 8th notes, which we'll put in a minute. So let's everyone play the next 2nd string, 5th fret. Like 2, 3, 4. It's wait, so it would be E, it would be 2nd string, 5th fret. That part's not hard at all. Finn, let's go back to C, and everyone else is going to play around you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, if it was straight feel, this would be 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4, like we did in the last example. But that's not it anymore. Now we got 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a. So these next two parts is where the swing's gonna start coming in. Like for example, you have the high G note, 1st string 3rd fret. You're still on C. Is gonna be right before da 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 da. It's like the third part of the triplet. 1 triplet, let 3 let, like like 1 let 2 let, it would be 1 let 3 let 1 let 3 let 1 triplet, 1 triplet, 2 triplet, 3 triplet, 4 triplet. So now we got 3 different parts. You take the E, which is the and, you're on G, which is the In triplets, you just go 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4. So here we go, you're on C, Finn. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're on. Good, I'm gonna shut this thing off and we'll try it together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Going. going, guys. I'm going to do it and then back out and then back out so you can keep it going. It's not so easy when it's just one part. It's actually easier for me when I play all three. Like, one, two, three, four. Sounds pretty cool. It's cool when it's around the room like this. Now, can we switch parts? Can we, if you want to. If you want to stay in the same part, you may. Who wants to switch? Now let's do it together. Here we go. Nice job, everyone. Can you feel the bounce in that? It's funny that, like, only you, Christopher, who are playing the swung eighth note, that's where the swing comes in. If you decide to flatten it out, and that's what it's called, flattening out. We've had other classes on swing versus straight. But if you decide to flatten that out a little bit, like, I'm going to take your role for a minute, and if you guys could carry on, but you could lay out for a minute. If I decide to flatten it out and not do two-thirds of the way through, but halfway through, then it takes away all the swing, right? It goes back to straight feel. Let me demonstrate that. 2, 3, 4. That's straight, here's swing. You feel the bounce? Very subtle difference.
It's just like a delay.
Yeah, it's a little delay, but it's two-thirds. Now we're based on triplets. Just that one little thing makes the whole thing feel different. And that's what happens in real life. When you're playing music, you're either in the playing... Doesn't that be blues? It could be like... Could be some kind of... Like, that's not blues, but it still's got that bounce. As opposed to... Can you feel that? So once you start hearing this, straight versus swing, you'll never unhear it. All right, now we're going to move on. That was the preamble.